The child of Roderick tossed its hand at the horizon without looking up. "Della, gunslinger," he said, "for here the worlds are thin. Se anro confa, se des infano bilet cobecan. I cheven divardando because I felt sat for them. Cantoi canta, can discordia, aven la cam macan. Maimi, ifen la venen, if...
How many dandivar?"
It thought about Roland's question, then spread its fingers. There were 10, Eddie noted, 5 times. 50. Although 50 of what, Eddie didn't know.
"And discordia?" Roland asked sharply. "Do you truly say so?"
"Oh, aye. So says me, Cheven of Cheven, son of Hamil, minstrel of the South Plains that were once my home."
"Say the name of the town that stands near Castle Discordia, and I'll release you."
"Ah, gunslinger, all there are dead."
"I think not. Say it."
"Fedic!" screamed Cheven of Cheven, a wandering musica who could never have suspected its life would end in such a far, strange place. Not the plains of Midworld, but the mountains of Western Maine. It suddenly raised its horrid, glowing face to Roland. It spread its arms wide like something which has been crucified. "Fedic, on the far side of Thunderclap, on the path of the beam, on V. Shardik, V. Maturin, the road to the dark ta—"
Roland's revolver spoke a single time. The bullet took the kneeling thing in the center of its forehead, completing the ruin of its ruined face. As it was flung backward, Eddie saw its flesh turn to greenish smoke, as ephemeral as a hornet's wing.
For a moment Eddie could see Cheven of Chaven's floating teeth like a ghostly ring of coral, and then they were gone. Roland dropped his revolver back into his holster, then pronged the 2 remaining fingers of his right hand and drew them downward in front of his face. A benedictory gesture if Eddie had ever seen one.